Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
Now please pray for me as I stand before you, bring something to you, stir up your mind, thinking about walls, W-A-L-L-S, or wall, singular, walls. Before I get into that, let's see if I can find the spots I picked out here. He says this several places I'd like to go. This one, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Right.
Something we're supposed to do. Blessed this weekend to also go up to North Alabama to the Mount Zion Association. Got to hear Brother Ben Winslet bring out a question here out of Psalms. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's a question, and the answer there, this is Psalms 11. You need to read all of it to get the full grasp of it. I'm not going to try to re-preach his sermon. It's not mine to do, but just listen to what he was saying, talking about the foundations. And verse 4 says, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. They're talking about walls. Now, most of what I want to pull out of is out of Nehemiah chapter 4. Bear in mind, what I've read over here in Chronicles about my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. What Brother Ben preached on was we the people, there's a job for us to do. There's nothing wrong with the church, but yet we see the church in great decline.
Right.
When Nehemiah was rebuilding, the wall there in Jerusalem, why was the wall destroyed? Wall was destroyed because of the people started idolizing everything but God. They started worshiping and doing things that were contrary to the teachings of God. And we get over and get to reading and studying about the kings. Pick it out, because in 2 Kings, talking about the different kings that were over Israel, over Jerusalem. And the things that they would do was horrible. It was contrary to God. And the people would worship with him.
Right.
They'd sacrifice to idols and do everything but worship the God of heaven.
Right.
And what happened? King Nebuchadnezzar coming years later and destroyed Jerusalem.
Right.
King Nebuchadnezzar was following God's instruction to do that. But the reason it was destroyed, where God fights our battles, why did we lose?
Mm-hmm.
Because we weren't idolizing God, we were idolizing, or the people of Jerusalem were idolizing everything but God.
Right.
What's happened to the church today? We're idolizing everything but God.
Right.
We have a job to do. There's nothing wrong with the church. It's the church. How come we're in such a low numbers? Because we have not humbled ourselves to the Almighty God of heaven.
Amen.
We've quit building the correct wall. We're building walls between each other instead of connecting the wall together. When you get to reading about Nehemiah, let's just go to Nehemiah chapter 4:13. This is Nehemiah speaking. Therefore said I in the lower places behind the wall. Excuse me, I'm a little bit further than I wanted to be there. I'm going to have to back up to chapter 3 of this. Back up to chapter 3 of Nehemiah. And the places that I want to pick out quickly is the wall that they were supposed to build back around Jerusalem. A wall is designed for a separation.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do not do the correct wall, then you have holes in. And that's what had happened to Jerusalem. The enemy was able to come in anywhere they wanted and so pleased. There are certain places that you're supposed to come into the church, and it's that sheep gate.
Right.
Not to crawl through a crack in the wall and get in there and us letting things come in.
Right.
We can't keep it out. We got to keep the world out. Now there is a wall, and that's what I was reading there in Nehemiah, about some of the walls that was built, it was connected to other people's houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Certain families were to add to their wall that was connected along the wall of the Jerusalem. For instance, like 328, and above the horse gate repaired the priests, everyone over against his house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wall that we're to be building together. Now let me tell you something about that wall. They didn't go out here and start building a wall just, okay, we're going to just cut out a new section. They had to build on the proper foundation.
Right. Amen.
God of heaven is still the same God we talked about this morning, about how He's created everything that we know. He is the one we're to worship, not man. We're to build our understanding upon the God of heaven. Not dismiss, not taking away anything. Hold on, let me get something right here while it's on my mind. Now bear in mind, now we're talking about living in the church.
Yes.
Building this wall doesn't make you a child of God.
Right.
It's separating yourself from the world.
Right.
I'm going to back up just a little bit and grab this one right here out of St. John 17. As this is Christ speaking to Father. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Now that's the eternal part.
Right.
God gave a people to Christ Jesus to redeem, and they will be housed in heaven in mortal glory.
Right.
Because of the work that Christ did on the cross, they were given to him. He went to the cross. This is part of the foundation, the correct foundation we're supposed to be building on. And we're looking for brothers and sisters that believe this and understand this and giving glory to God of heaven that he gave a people to Christ Jesus. This is part of the foundation that we build on, Brother Vaughn, that we may unite together.
Yes.
We are to be separated from the world. But what has happened, we've let too many, our walls have broken down, we've let too many of our things of the world come into the church.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost members that belong to the church.
Right.
I didn't say they weren't children of God. They've gone after idols. We ourselves have put idols between us and Almighty God. There's some things that we need to go find that goes to the exit gate, which is the dung gate. There's some things we need to get rid of in our own personal lives. Recognize, ask God to show them to you. I can't point them out to you. I got plenty of my own.
Amen.
I have trouble finding them. But when I find them, they're hard to get rid of. It's sort of like cleaning. I was thinking about that this morning, a little quick comparison. It's sort of like me trying to clean out my barn out there. Diane gets tickled at me. I'm trying to get rid of things where I can get back in the barn to work. Otherwise, I got stuff cluttered in there. I can't even get in there. So what I'm having to do is get out some things and get rid of them. Then I can get in there and work. Same way in the church. There's some things that we need to get rid of that we may come together, shielded from the world, a wall uniting together. Brothers and sisters that are trying to worship the God of heaven, seeking those things that God has already spoke of in the Scriptures,
right,
uniting them together. We all have our own walls. All right. Now, you got folks out in the world that are children of God. And they get sick of it. They want to come into the church. They can't come in over through the cracks of the wall.
Right.
They got to come through the bright gate.
Right.
We got to come through Christ Jesus.
Right.
We come through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come through the sheep gate into the church. That's the ones we're looking for. Those that are sick of the world and sick of the thing. They want to be with God. They want to worship Him correctly. Those are our church members.
Yes.
We want them in here.
Yes.
Just come, and when they come in, Ephesians 2:21. Now, I'm not just talking about walls over in the Old Testament. It still applies today.
Yep.
In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. What? You're part of the house. You're to come in away from the world. It's amazing when you come into the church, you find a place.
Mm-hmm.
I have found a place. No longer do I need the world out there. Leave some things alone. I belong here. Part of the protection of the church. My little piece, my little block that I am fits. And I come with my brothers and sisters to hear the gospel word preached about a Savior that came and bled and died on the cross to save those that the Father gave Him. And it's rejoicing to me, and I have a peace for a little while I'm traveling this whole world. My little block fit. And God is pleased. Not a wall between us, but a wall uniting together. That we may worship God correctly. That's what I'm reading over at Nehemiah chapter 4. We need each other.
Yes,
let me move over to 13. 4:13. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places, and I even set the people after their families and their swords and their spears and their bows. What?
Mm-hmm.
They were together as a wall was being built, as the church is uniting together. We need each other. I don't know all about the scripture. We learn from each other. I need you to help me defend the gospel truth. We need to be able to, and as we read on further, as the men and the women folk, they all work together to help what? Defend Jerusalem. Defend the church. Help one another. I didn't say run over here and start trying to, well, here's my mortar. You got to do this. I'm not supposed to go over to another church trying to fix them up.
Right.
But I can help defend them, Brother Vaughn.
Yes.
Be with them and unite with them in such a manner. Hey, when they got a problem. Because it goes on and talks about. Well, let me just read them more. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Talking about the world.
Yep.
Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren and your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. That's the reason we come to church. We want to bring them in. We're safe. A wall from the world. Goes on down there, verse 17. They which builded on the wall, and they that bear the burdens, and those that had laden, every one of his hand was wrought in the work, and the other held a weapon. We got two jobs to do. That didn't make us children. That don't make us children of God. It puts us in the church.
Right.
What? To defend Jerusalem. Defend the church. I can only do so much, Brother Vaughn. I need you to help me. I need my brothers and sisters to help me to defend the gospel church. Matter of fact, I just said yesterday, wow, this is great. We're part of that bunch that's still remaining in the church.
Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Jerusalem and took many with him. Many died. So many of our church members have died, Brother Vaughn, out in the world. They followed isms and idols and went off. I didn't say they didn't belong to us. They do belong to us. But they've gone off. We, me and you, are to rebuild the walls of the church. Studying to show ourselves approved unto the Lord. And proving one another and helping one another. Building that wall, uniting together those that are understanding the scriptures and trying to understand it correctly. And giving God the praise, honor, and glory. Get down to 19. Let me get back to you. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side. So build it. Think about us in the church today. We're trying to understand the truth, but yet we need to also defend what? The isms. The things that are contrary to the teachings of God.
Right.
Need to get it out. I got things in my life. I need to get out. I need help. You need help.
Amen.
But to push, keep those things pushed out. And he that sounded the trumpet was with me. Now here's the thing about the trumpet. When a church calls for help, help them. A brother calls or sister calls for help, help them. Not a wall between you and him or her. Unite with them. Find those places that we can unite on the proper foundation. Rightly dividing the word of truth. That praise goes to God and not to man.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that foundation. It's correct.
Right.
And when we build upon it correctly, we unite together and build a wall to keep the enemy from coming in on the little cracks of the wall, coming over this way. People trying to come into church trying to bring their isms. That's the wrong way. And forgetting about coming through the sheep gate over there where Christ is. They want to, I ought to be here because my folks were church members here. I ought to be. Question why your folks were there.
Amen.
I challenge young folks, why do you believe, why do you go to church where you go? Question that preacher. There's nothing wrong with having a questioning attitude.
Amen.
That's where you get your answers. Out of the Bible. Coming through Christ.
Amen.
That's part of the right foundation. This part I like too. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large. So it is. And we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. That's true today. We live a long way apart. Sometimes our jobs, we may, of course, on the other hand, you could live right next to somebody and still be far apart. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet? Resort ye thither, and to us our God shall fight for us.
Right.
Did you hear the trumpet this morning? I believe y'all did. Y'all got up and y'all came to the church house where the congregation's meeting to what? To hear the gospel word of the truth about Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
Amen.
Who bled and died on the cross, and all that the Father gave him will be housed and be saved. He gives eternal life to all those that the Father gave him, and not a one shall be lost. What about this work right here for today? That work right there so we can live in Jerusalem, live while we're living today.
Right.
And enjoy the gospel truth about Jesus Christ, the gospel truth about God, life and mortality brought to light. It don't give us life, but it brings it to light what God has done for His people. And that's the praise that we're supposed to give to God. Not to make ourselves people, but that we are His people.
Right.
Separate yourself from the world. Scripture plainly teaches us for us to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Go over in Revelation. This is not just right here. It goes all the way to Revelation to the churches. He says to them to repent. Repent what? Repent for our sins. Recognize them in your life. Get them out. God has already, you've already been born again. Why else would you, otherwise you quit loving that mess out there. You don't love it anymore. You're sick of it. You're tired of it. You know it's not pleasing your Heavenly Father. You've been born again by the grace of God, not by the preacher or you deciding. But you have a desire no longer for that, but you want to have a desire about God. You've been born again.
Right.
Now, let's get it straight. What's happening in your heart? Let's get it right here. What's right here? I have a work to do now, and that is to worship God correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And come away from the world and get out from that and come into the church house and bring my little, as I said a while ago, my little block to help house together and the wall away from the world that we may enjoy inside the gospel church.
Right.
It's a work for us to do. And we've got to always be working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Go read all about the gates. Maybe one day, Lord, give me grace to take time to talk about that. But I don't know getting Brother Vaughn's way here.
You're not in my way.
But the gates are so important, too. I kind of look at those sort of like steps in our lives, steps in the church. I I do a little bit of them. I don't want to take up too much. But the sheep gate.
Yes.
Oh, another thing about Nick about sheep gate, when you read it, this is over in chapter 3 of Nehemiah. There's no locks on sheep gate. There's no locks. There's no bars. God, Christ is always open to us. When we come out away from the world. Because he's already born us again, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
We got members out there. We want them back in. Come through the sheep gate. Come through Christ Jesus. Come through the Lord and Savior who came and bled and died on the cross for all those that the Father gave him. He's going to give them eternal life. Well, let's enjoy it today. Come through the sheep gate. The fish gate. That's in verse 3. Chapter 3. First thing I read is on verse 1. Other than verse 3. The fish gate. That's where we eat. Where do we eat? Isn't it kind of unique that when he fed the thousands, he used fish?
Yes.
And God blesses the food. This is Nehemiah 3. God uses the food he provides for us. It fills us up. Where are we getting this? Inside the church. Inside the church. He said in a united group. I'm going to get them right quick, all of them.
You go.
Okay. Verse 6, Nehemiah 6. I'm telling you, these places where you can underline them or mark them however you want to. Nehemiah 3:6, the old gate. Why do you need an old gate? The old path.
Yes.
What old path? The old path that our forefathers were blessed to see, blessed to enjoy, blessed to endure. To see the old path, what our forefathers saw and followed the gospel truth.
Yes.
Following the gospel truth. Not following the isms of the world, but following the gospel truth. That old wall, still good today.
Yes.
It's still good. I know things, you say, boy, things are changed. We got electronic this and that. It's still all the same thing on the sun. So it's communication, being taught to one another. Nothing's new on the sun.
That's true.
It's just another form, and we get all upset about it. Because you can't get anybody on the phone as quickly. Well, we used to, we'd call them by phone. Years before that, didn't have a phone, we'd walk to the madam somewhere. The fourth gate, down to verse 13, the valley gate. The valley gate is the humbling gate.
Mm-hmm.
When Nehemiah came into Jerusalem to see it, he came through the valley gate. We are to humble ourselves as we come to the church. If we come before Christ, humbling ourselves, realizing we're sinners. Humble yourself and he will lift you up. That is the gate. That we look at that. That's what that's meaning there. Alright, verse 14, the dung gate. That's refuge. That's stuff we got.
Yes, it is.
That gate's a lot more important to you than you realize. That's the things we need to get rid of in our life. Mm-hmm. I do. I guarantee you, y'all do too. Probably what, and one of my greater sins that I can reckon, that I recognize, I watch too much TV. I watch too much of that one-eyed monster. There's some good programs on there from time to time, but how much do you really, when you need to be studying the Word?
Exactly.
We get so engrossed in the programs.
Exactly.
That's one of my sins that I'll pull that out of the closet and let you see about that, and we've probably all. Oh, the fountain gate, verse 15. The fountain gate. He waters us. He gives his word to us.
Mm-hmm.
His spirit is given to us. That's also verse 26 is the water gate. But the spirit of God has been given to us. We need to go through his spirit. Recognizing the Holy Spirit. How do you understand anything? Your mind, your man or woman. You can't understand. You can't rightly divide the words of God unless God gives it to you.
Amen.
He has to open your mind, open your understanding, open your comprehension. The Spirit of God, the fountain gate. That's part of that foundation. Recognizing where it's coming from. The water gate, of course, where we drink from the Holy Scriptures. The Word of God. We need that every day.
Yes, we do.
All right. Verse 328. That's the horse gate. That's a defense.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes, and then Israel were told again not to trust a horse for defense, because they're quickly moving to battle with the defense. But here, though, he's talking about defending the gospel truth. And as y'all read these different gates and the different families that were the remnants of Jerusalem, those folks that weren't taken by Nebuchadnezzar as captives, they were there. They built the wall, Brother Vaughn. They rebuilt Jerusalem. We as a church, don't give up.
Right.
Don't give up. We may be a few in number. All I can do is fix my little bit of the wall. I can't fix everybody's.
Right.
But listen, if you need help, that's what he was talking about, calling over there in Nehemiah 4:19. When you hear the call, come help me.
Mm-hmm.
And second, we're going to start trying to rebuild my wall. You got your own fix. But help me defend
right. The
truth. Help me defend from the enemies. When I got a question that I'm stuck on a scripture, help me. Help me. The ninth gate, which was on 29, it's the east gate. What we're supposed to be looking? Looking to the east, which is Christ is coming.
Yes.
That great morning of the resurrection. We need to keep our eye all the time looking eastwardly, scripturally.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I'm talking about a spiritual wall. If y'all picked up on that, I meant to say something earlier. This wall around the church is not a physical wall. It is a spiritual wall. We're spiritually supposed to be looking. And to the last gate, the 10th gate that's mentioned here, is in verse 31. Gate M-I-P-H-K-A-D. Mifka. I have trouble pronouncing words. Please forgive me, but it's in verse 31. Gate Mifka. That's judgment. Judgment's coming, y'all. It is coming faster than we realize.
Amen.
It ought to be. In one respect, we should be fearful of it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other respect, I'm not afraid.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because. Let me read it. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. That's the reason I'm not afraid.
Right.
If we've been given to Christ, we'll be housed in heaven and mortal glory because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that brings us back to the sheep gate, all the way around that thing, back to the sheep gate. We have to come in through Christ Jesus to our understanding, and we give all the glory to God. Keep the foundation correct. Give glory to God. Help one another. That wall. You know, so many times the world tries to put a wall between us.
Yes.
And they like that. Separating us. But actually, we're supposed to be walled together. Fitly joined together. Fitly, rightly dividing the word of the truth. Finding brothers and sisters that belong to the church. Belong to Jerusalem. Where it's safe. I didn't say we didn't come here perfect. We're supposed to repent. We're sinners.
Right.
We have come here. We're all sinners. And we're still subject to sinning.
Mm-hmm.
But don't keep living in it. Because if you keep living in that kind of sin that's contrary to the Word of God,
right.
You put the church, you put the whole congregation in a place where you have to either withdraw from you. We didn't say you weren't a child of God. It causes this separation. You can't. I'll just take drinking. And in excess to the point where you're just a glutton fool. That's not representing the church. You got to return. You got to repent and turn away from that. Because why? You belong in the church. You belong worshiping God. You represent everybody in the church.
Right.
Few thoughts for now bring before you. If it makes sense, if it helps you, if it get you more excited about uniting together what to worship God correctly on the correct foundation, that's the ones we're looking for. Because Nebuchadnezzar's bunch has already pulled a bunch of our people away.
Right.
But us here, remaining today, We are to continue to build the wall of the church,
right,
separating ourselves from the world. I hope I've helped you. If I have, give God the glory.